Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Wynn Resorts has taken a key step forward in its development of a resort casino in Everett, finalizing a deal for the land where the casino would be built. But developers are now facing a new challenge, a lawsuit seeking to block the casino altogether. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports the suit, filed by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh against the State Gaming Commission, is the latest in a fight over their bitter relationship.
When Wynn Resorts was drawing up plans for its $1.6 billion casino in Everett, it was very careful not to put a single square inch of the project in Boston. That was so the State Gaming Commission would not declare Boston a host community, a status that would entitle the city to annual cash payments and a major say in the way the casino could be sited. But since taking office a year ago, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has been fighting, unsuccessfully, with the commission, which determined the city was a surrounding community, not a host community, giving Boston a lesser role. Walsh isn't giving up. Yesterday, the mayor played his last card. He filed a lawsuit in Superior Court to make Boston a host community, declaring the only way to get to Wynn's casino is a single road, a road located entirely in Boston city limits.
With Boston providing the sole access point to the casino site, the vast majority of patrons will be required to travel through Rutherford Avenue and Sullivan Square in Charlestown.
And that, says Mayor Walsh, will compound existing traffic problems, creating public safety and environmental dangers. The lawsuit charges that the Gaming Commission violated its own regulations. It alleges the commission had 60 days after granting Wynn a casino license to approve an access road entirely in Everett. Time ran out yesterday. Wynn had been negotiating a deal with the MBTA to use some of the authority's property in Everett, but talks stalled. Attorney Tom Frangillo represents Boston in the court case.
When you think about a gaming establishment, where is the biggest impact? It's not on the poker table. It's getting in and getting out. And who's going to bear the brunt of that? The people in Charlestown. And we are standing up for them in the filing of this lawsuit.
Frangillo also argues the Charlestown Road into the Wynn Casino site isn't even zoned for gambling.
So this is effectively a landlocked site with no access.
In fact, Boston's lawsuit alleges there shouldn't even be a casino on the Everett site because the Gaming Commission should have declared the land deal illegal. Wynn Resorts purchased the 33-acre site for $34 million from FTP Everett Realty. State, federal, and the Gaming Commission's own investigators found FTP's partners tried to cover up connections to the mob and tampered with evidence. They're under indictment, but the commission let the deal go through, saying Wynn had nothing to do with the alleged crimes. The Gaming Commission says it's still reviewing the lawsuit, but has already addressed the issues thoroughly, objectively, and fairly. Wynn Resorts won't comment, but later today, the gaming company plans to hold a gala event on the Everett site to formally announce it's finally sealed the deal for the land. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.